This is Twit.
Jason, you have miraculously become like super hippie music guy.
Oh, hello. I'm really happy you're all here. I've got a song. I want you to sit back, relax.
No,
we have to be in a coffee shop for you.
Yes. In the corner.
I feel like I need some sort of a mustache.
And a scarf. A scarf and maybe like that little goatee. The little, right?
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Now, okay. Well, before we get to the question, let's point out really quickly what you've got. You've got the Spire Studio that we had in the geek gift guide.
Exactly, that's part of what this question is all about. This has kind of been my recording studio for the past month. It's by the folks at Isotope, which is a professional audio software company, and they've gotten into hardware now, and so they've created this. It's $350, but it's basically like an 8-track recording studio that also syncs to iOS. There isn't an Android version yet. I will tell you, in the past month, I've used iOS almost as much, if not more, than I used it when Megan and I did the iPhone swap.
It's got the app for the studio. You got to use it. And also, the headphones, those were also in the gift guide. These are your planar headsets,
yes,
right?
Yes, the Hi-Fi Man.
And this is a super cheap guitar. I mean, this was like a $40 special.
It's a little. I'm realizing it's totally dusty. I should have dusted it off. I apologize. That's not from lack of playing. I've been playing this guitar a lot the past month.
Well, let's get to the question. We've got one from Elizabeth Martin, who says, "I just watched episode 358, and I was a little offended that you titled it Man Cave. As a full geek and a woman, there was plenty of gear in the show that I would like to have in my den. I don't call it my woman cave because that always starts a bunch of immature giggling. Specifically, I really like the Spire Studio that Jason showed us. As a musician myself, strings and percussions, I've been looking at an easy way to layer tracks. Any chance we could get a demo of how it works? Thanks for the show, and please remember that you have audience members with two X chromosomes." Elizabeth, thank you very much for the question. And
super important point, because I will admit entirely, I hate the term man cave also. It's really just what is your Zen den? What is your Zen den? What is the place that you have that has all the things that you really want?
Have
in
a lab.
It? Yeah, a lab
you,
works.
You had a den. And actually, last night, you didn't even have your den. You had a car.
Well, you do what you got to do. Everybody was asleep. I wanted to record a song that required loud strumming, and I didn't want to wake them up, so I went out in the car.
Absolutely. Well, okay, so let's break it down. You've already said that this is the Spire, which is a very cool device, about $350. This is actually what you've been using for all of your songs during this period, right?
Yes, and I mean, prior to this, I've been firmly locked into the professional, into Pro Tools, which is kind of professional audio, an audio workstation for Mac and PC. I mean, prior to this, it was all sit down at a computer, fire up the computer, wait for the project to load, do the routing, pick the effects, do all this stuff, and it was so much prep to even get to the music part. And what I've loved about this, and you guys are probably sick of hearing me talk about it by now, is that you skip all of that, and literally you power it on, you hit record, and you go. And it's designed to be super quick.
Right.
It could work without the iPad, or it could work in tandem. Thank you. There's the word. In tandem with the iPad.
I work in tangent. That's
right. Don't tangent. So it's really great. And if you have it with the iPad, you can actually do things. If you go to the interface, you can go into recording effects, and you can actually, you have some different amp modules. So if you plug in a guitar, an actual electric guitar in the back, you can do some amp sims, and there's some reverb.
I am not a musician unless you count oboe.
Okay.
But those effects, would those be like the pedals that a guitarist would have on the floor that you could just trigger?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, amps, for example, a lot of times what you get in audio these days is a lot of companies are actually going into the electronics of very well-known amps, very well-known speaker systems, and they're basically redoing them, following that signal chain and re-representing them in digital. And they promise that they sound almost identical to the real thing, and they've been getting closer and closer and closer to that. A company called UAD does this really well, and they have special hardware. I have it hooked up in my setup at home. So I'm not sure if this necessarily gets you all the way there, but it brings a lot of the things that you would get out of an amp, like tremolo and some of the like spring reverb and stuff
and
like that.
And it is a lot easier than carrying around several hundred pounds worth of tube amps.
And that's precisely what this is all about. This is about, like, you have an idea. As is the case with Elizabeth, you've got strings, you've got percussion. like, this happens to me all the time. I have a song idea, and I can, in my head, I hear the guitar part. I hear the separate bass part. I hear the vocal, and then I hear the, you know, the harmony for the vocal. And in my head, I know that it probably works. But if I can just get it down fast into a recorded right. way and not be bogged down by the technology that gets in the way.
Power up the studio, get everything
yes.
in place.
This I is, mean, no, by, the, by
turn,
the time that...
Turn this on totally. And go.
Totally. By the time I power everything up, a lot of times I've totally experienced where something will just drop out and, like, yeah. I can't get it back. And then I'm frustrated. This is how I was able have been able to do 30 songs in 30
so
days.
So I think what we need to do is we need to make you like a belt clip for this thing.
So it's always on me. It just be, this could be my belt buckle. Just always there, ready to record.
Okay,
that would be a little
kick
weird,
us off.
Actually.
So show me a little bit of the process. So right. this thing that you've been doing for an entire month, how would it go?
So, and this might, I will forewarn you, it might sound weird because we've got the microphone coming from here. We've also got a live microphone through here. I think it's muted right now. Now it's passing through. So things will sound better after it's recorded. When I'm recording it, you're going to sound just how bad of a player and a singer I actually am.
No,
but it's true. Like there's something to be said for layering, and that's part of the beauty of multi-track recording. It's certainly something that I hide behind because it's so effective. So what I would do is I would sit down, and by the way, we have a dog. We got a dog a couple of months ago. Her name is Sugar. There are a million songs out there that have Sugar in the title, but one that's a favorite of my daughters in our home, and they go to Google Home all the time, and they say, "Hey, G, play Sugar, Sugar by the Archies."
There you go.
And so I figured instead of coming up with something, you know, super creative on the fly, we'll just do like a part of that. So what I would do is hit the sound check. And basically what that does is like an automatic gain.
It's
I could follow it
levels.
Through the entire time. Okay. It's setting the levels. You can do it manually with this little slider here and set them, but I find it to be pretty effective. This microphone right here is what we're going to rely on. It's not the world's best microphone, but it actually does a really good job. So I'm going to go ahead and record just a piece of Sugar Sugar, and then we're going to go back and we're going to add layers on top of it. So here we go.
Boom.
So then you stop. And we got you saying boom right there at the very end. That's what that little mountain is there.
Sorry.
Okay, so now I'm going to go in now. Here and mute the microphone on the Spire so we can actually hear the playback just as a little preview.
Oh, nice. Now, when you're doing this, are you hearing all the parts or are you just hearing the guitar part?
Right now all we're hearing is the guitar part.
No, but like in your head. Yeah.
Oh, like before I sit down to do this?
Right.
Yeah, I hear the guitar, I hear the bass, I hear all the parts. I don't know how to explain it, man.
It's in there. Yeah, it's in there.
Yeah, okay. I've struggled with it for years. It's been a constant struggle. It's like, I've got this stuff in my head. How do I get it out the way it sounds in my head? And I've figured out ways around it. This is the closest that I've been able to come to do it quickly. So we've got our guitar part, right? What's another thing that's fun to do? How about an egg shaker? And actually, I'm going to say that I don't need the guitar anymore, so we'll put it away so I don't break it. I'm sorry to disappoint anyone that wanted me to smash it over the table.
We'll get you a different guitar for that.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute this, and we'll do the egg shaker part. All right, so now you've got that, right? We'll go ahead and mute that so we don't have the pass-through audio. Here's what it sounds like with that layer.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can go into mix and play around with the mix. Two is the shaker. Go ahead and set it.
Oh, so you can
there.
Set it spatially, too.
Yeah, and you can.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. So
Very
you can play
cool.
with it really quick. All right, so we've got two layers. That was super fast, right? Now here's where I get slightly embarrassed because when I sing, I get a little embarrassed. But the lyrics are pretty easy.
We get it. We
sugar,
get it.
Sugar, aw, honey, honey, you're my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. So here we go. Oh, hold on. I don't think I unmuted it. We'll undo that. You can see how fast you can move on this, though. It's a good illustration of that. And actually, when I do vocals, I do like to go into effects. These are record effects. It's a little... They're a little
heavy.
Can I
add these after? Or
no, it's okay. Just for before. Okay. And when I first got this, I thought, man, I want to be able to tweak these afterwards. What I've realized, though, is that that slows down the process.
Right.
Here, you commit. You say, I'm doing this now, and there's no turning back. It's almost like the old days, like the Beatles, when they did the multi-track recording, when they were kind of creating the world of multi-track recording. They had to commit on all of their mixing decisions. They had four tracks to record on, and they were bouncing between all of them. So all of that depth that you hear in Beatles recordings, that's them committing instead of what we have now, which is I have a million tracks and I can do anything I want to them.
Record
up to the
a
very
bunch
end.
Of stuff and I'll use the stuff that maybe sounds good and I'll process it beyond belief.
Absolutely. Okay. So I'm going to unplug that. All right. So now I'm going to do the vocals and I think we're good. Oh, actually, I need to do sound check.
Sorry, I'm getting a little twisted here. Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. That's probably good enough. Okay, here we go. Oh, sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you.
All right, so vocals, I get a little intimidated by those. That's where the doubling comes in. Doubling, if you don't know, is a really good way. It's basically recording the same part twice. And when you play them over the top of each other, they're not perfectly matched, but it evens out. So if I'm pitchy in one of my goes, I might be better on the other one. And it's almost like they blend into each other and it makes it sound more solid. So pretty much anything I've done with this is at least double vocals.
It's like HDR for audio, basically.
Kind of. And it actually gives it a little, a little bit. I see where you're going with that. It also gives it a little bit of a flanging effect that, that has a really nice sound to it. So we'll do that now.
Oh, sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you.
All right, so now we'll mute that. And we'll go ahead and play it. And we'll get the true representation of where we're at right now.
Oh, sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
Oh, I hear that. Yeah, that's nice.
You are my candy girl. You got me wanting you.
And then you can get into other layers. Do you want to do a hand clap pass?
Let's, okay.
Okay.
I have no rhythm.
It's okay. All you have to do is the downbeat. Or well, no, you would be doing where the snare would be. Sugar. And let's take off the verb, or at least put on a different one. There's one called Deep Space Vibes. Sounds a little boxy, but I think I'll go for it anyways. Okay, so now, and if you want to follow my lead on the first one, and then
follow your lead.
Okay, so it's not a problem. All right, here we go. I think we're unmuted.
Oh, sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. You got me wanting you.
All right. One thing I didn't do is sound check. So that might be a little
bit
over,
a little bit.
But whatever. You get the point. So now we'll play it one last time, and I think you get the picture on this. Although I might do one more. It's fun.
Oh, sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
All right, so you kind of get the picture, right?
This is so cool.
So here you've got now, in a matter of like 5 minutes, I've got five different tracks, beginning to end. I can go up to eight tracks. Oh, sugar. Oh, sugar.
Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you.
And that was the last one.
Harmony.
And a little harmony.
Oh, sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
You know, I've seen videos where people do all the parts of a song.
What's
and
that?
I've seen videos where people do all the parts of a song, and it's always got me kind of mystified.
Yeah.
This makes it seem so simple. I
mean,
you still have to have the talent, but wow.
It does. And then the beauty from there and why it's been so easy for me to keep this up really rapidly, you know, like sometimes I'll sit down, and the time that it takes my wife to drop the kids off at school in the morning, which is like 25 minutes, there have been times where she closes the door and I'm like, I'm going to do it right now. And literally, she walks through the door when I'm uploading the SoundCloud. It ends up being that easy. So you go here to this little share, and there's a button to upload to SoundCloud. And you can just tap that. It uploads to your SoundCloud. It puts a little hashtag in there that says made with Spire. Anyone that follows you on SoundCloud, it's up there immediately. So don't have to think about it. There's also other ways to like export it, or you can even share a project with another owner of the Spire so you can collaborate.
Yeah.
The point is, the beauty of this thing is just how fast you can prototype songs.
Yeah. This is to music what a 3D printer is to, you know, a maker.
Just
being able to make something really quick and then improve it and improve it. Bar Reese in the chat room actually has a really good point, which is you can do this with Audacity. Yes, 100%. Oh, yeah. Or any audio editing program.
That's what they're designed. That's what this is really emulating. They're all birds of the same feather.
But the difference is, as you mentioned, it's that startup time.
Right.
You have a device that you can literally turn on and be creating in 5 seconds.
Yeah, and by the way, this isn't plugged into power. This is all battery-powered. I mean, you can plug into power, but you charge up the battery. And so I've made my daughter's room a recording space because my wife was downstairs with a client. I've made the car my recording space many times because it was too late for me to record in my den.
Did you record when you were camping?
Out in the
wilderness?
No, but you totally could. Yeah. And I've always wanted to be able to do that, you know? Like, that's a really great idea.
It's the next album.
Yeah, right. In the woods. Yellow gold, in the woods.
I could really think the album art.
On one hand, this has been done before. Multi-track recording is not new.
No.
On the other hand, a hardware device that is designed, built with ease of use in mind, to the point where it just allows you to literally turn it on, record. I could do all of this layered recording without this interface. So as you can see on the, just to show you real quick, that's one track, that's another track, that's another track. As I record, the whole thing gets littered with all these tracks, and I can like redo it by tapping it, and it starts to kind of fade. That tells me that I'm going to re-record over it. I can mute it from here, all this kind of stuff. So it's designed to allow musicians to just get that idea down. And maybe it's not something that you release on an album.
No, but
it gets the idea out there so that you can go back later and treat it.
It's something that you can play with. And all of our audience understands that.
It's a powerful toy.
Exactly. And that's how you learn. You play. You go, remember that one time I did that one thing and it sounded really... I wonder if I could use that here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this encourages.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I did studio engineering back in the day where I had multiple, like, four-track reel-to-reel.
Yeah.
And I remember doing editing on that, and that's back in the days where you literally cut the tape. I mean, you want... Why is there a razor on those editing tools? Because that's what we used to have.
Yeah.
You'd cut it diagonally, and you'd splice it together.
That's right.
And this would literally have replaced an entire room of equipment. That's just cool. That's progress, folks. That's progress. We're living in the future.
Yeah. I love it. So, check it out. I think it's spire.live if you want to check out the hardware itself.
Elizabeth, I hope that answers your question. If you are a musician and you've got $350, this is actually something that you might want to give yourself for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think it'll even fit into your stocking. I'm just saying.
Or belt.
Sorry,
if you want, I will build you a belt buckle for this.
Oh man, I know you would too.
Or maybe like a ammo strap.
I like that idea even better.
Okay.